Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder Building Mastermind. And we'd like to welcome all of our listeners and callers today to another great show. Today, our show is focusing on the power of masterminding your business. Yes, that's correct. Masterminding your business. There are a lot of people who are in business as small businesses and never really thought about the fact that they are actually in a mastermind group. What is a mastermind group as it relates to your business? As it relates to your business, a mastermind group is a small group of individuals who hold you accountable for your goals, your dreams, your vision. And today on our show, we are masterminding with the MCO Mastermind Group. You heard that right, yes. The MCO Mastermind Group is actually a mastermind group that we have at work. The name of our company is called MCO Construction, and we are a small African-American-owned construction company in the South Florida area. Every year, we mastermind the company. Twice a year, we have a company retreat where we go away, and for two or three days, sometimes a week, we pull together everything that we want to do in looking at the vision of the organization, the mission of the organization, the goals, the action plans, and the timeline that we want to achieve our company goals. So today on the show, we have Kendi Ward, they affectionately call her Queen Kendi, joining us today. Good morning, Kendi Ward.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. And we also have a very shy Lizette Lizada joining us today. Good morning, Lizette Lizada.
Good morning.
And we want to welcome both of you to the show this morning. Well, we're not going to go into a lot of detail because we are actually inside of our mastermind retreat as we're hosting the show. But we want to encourage our callers and listeners, if you have a question or you want to participate in this show, just press 1 on your dial on your phone and join in with us to participate and ask any questions as relates to the show. What I'd like to encourage all of our listening audiences to do, if you are currently in a business or thinking about a business, consider writing your vision for your organization. What does that mean to you? What does it look like? Also, what is your mission? Why do you exist? What does it mean to your clients? for you as it relates to the service that you provide in terms of what kind of widget or what kind of product or service you are offering to your clients. Then when you think about your affirmation, your company affirmation, just like your life, you really should have an affirmation that you preferably are going to recite on a regular basis. Some companies call it their company motto or their company vision, or they call it different things in terms of something that they put out front that the members and employees that is constantly reminding them about why they exist. And what I'd like to do now is just read to you what our company mission is, vision for our organization, is to provide our clients with exceptional construction and construction management services through a 100% commitment to our customers and also to our employee satisfaction. And that's why we exist. We do that by providing excellent service, and in return, of course, we're looking for a profit in that. And so when you think about why do companies exist, especially if you're a small company, oftentimes we don't think about the personal growth and development that's required, especially if you are small, you are the company. Sometimes a family, one organization, one or two people, 10 or 20, the company owner or owners, you represent that company in a way where the world is looking at you. Whether it's personal or professional, you're it. So, Kendi Ward, I just wanted to just share with our listening audience, what are our plans today as we look to mastermind our business? And so what are your thoughts about that?
Well, we met last year in December and had the same type of planning, masterminding session. So today we're going to review our goals and our plans from December to see if we hit those targets. So that's a part of it, because in Mastermind, we always say, you know, that a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. So we had plans that we made in December for 2013. We had action plans that we set out. So we're going to review and see if we hit those targets, where we are, and what we need to do moving forward for the last quarter of the year.
Thank you so very much. And I also want to encourage our listening audience that one of the other activities that we do as a part of this, we encourage our employees to also consider being in a personal or separate mastermind group to work on your personal life goals. You know, it's good for us to work for major corporations, to work for civic and social organizations, not-for-profit organizations, and work on their strategic plan for how that organization will exist and run and how that organization will achieve its goals. But for each of you listening to this show today, we would like to ask you, do you have a strategic written plan for your life? You have one for your job. You have one for your company. But where's your personal written strategic plan for your life? And with that question in mind, we'd like for you to take a moment, ponder the question, think about it, and we are going to go to a commercial break. And when we return, we will take questions, we will give some answers, and then we will continue with our show. Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we're back. Thank you for joining us, the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And we often talk about the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I just want to suggest to all of our listening audience, one of our goals within our company, MCO Construction, is the fact that every employee must read Think and Grow Rich. Is that not correct, Ms. Ward?
That is correct, and I have a funny story to tell because I like to tell stories. When I first met Mrs. McNeil, the master builder, building mastermind, I had an interview like 7 a.m., which was quite early for me. At the time, I didn't have a car, so I had to get two buses to the office to meet with her. I got there. If anybody knows her, they know that she wasn't there at 7 o'clock. She got there like 7:30. So anyways, one of the first questions that she asked, and she asked all of potential employees that she interviews is, you know, have I read, what am I reading? And, of course, I read. So I had a list of books, and then she said, did you read Think and Grow Rich? And I was like, yeah, I read that when I was like 15. And she was like, oh, can you start today? And so I started that day. But I have read Think and Grow Rich. My mom tricked me into reading it when I was 15. She would copy pages, like chapters from the book, and highlight everything that she wanted me to read. And it was basically the stories in the book, which was the interesting part to me. So that's how she got me through the whole book. So I read the book through like 3 times. So it's a very important part of the mastermind process to read the book so that you can begin to mastermind your life and have a strategic plan for your life.
Well, Ms. Ward, thank you so very kindly for that. Now, would you also like to share any benefits that you may have derived from reading that book, whether it was from home or from work, because we did encourage you to read it again, of course, when you became an employee?
Yes, I did read it again when I became an employee. And the thing that I derived is from reading it as an adult as opposed to reading it as a teenager was that I actually started to mastermind my life and create goals in the 10 areas that mastermind, the International Mastermind is focused on. So when I started, I had like maybe one goal in each area, but I had a goal and I had a plan. And I found myself hitting those goals, reaching those goals because I wrote them down, I wrote a plan, and I was conscious about carrying out the plan. So that's the number one benefit from reading the book again was that I made a definite decision, and the book talks about definite decisions and definite plans for those decisions and goals that you make.
Now, we want to go one step further because I think it's so vitally important that we also realize and understand that as we mastermind as a part of the International Mastermind Association, we mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives. And so we often talk about the business part and the money part, but seldom do you hear about the other parts and the fact that we set goals and we grow in those areas. So I'd like to just repeat those again. They are spiritual, goals, family, financial, education, health, personal development, business or careers, recreation, civic, and creativity. We set goals in all 10 of those areas. And we set them for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And for some of us, we have written goals going out at least 40 years. And I think that any organization should have at least a 100-year strategic plan. And you, as a listener to this show, you should think about writing a strategic plan for your life for 100 years. 100 years from now, not 100 years old, but 100 years from now. And that is to suggest that you would think ahead an additional 100 years of what you would like your legacy to be what kind of life of significance would you like to live in terms of what you're going to leave behind for your family and your community in terms of building something that's going to last long after you are physically gone. Your name will still be here. And that is one of the reasons why when we think about those billionaires, the closer they get to the end of their life, take Andrew Carnegie, for example, they're looking at giving away the majority of their money for the good will and for the good for humankind. So when you think about the fact that we mastermind to make money, especially when we're young, but then as we grow older, we look at how you make that money, make money in the middle part of your life. But toward the evening part of your life, you're looking at how you give that money away. It doesn't matter how much money you have. How do you give it away, and then who do you give it away to? And all of that should be a part of how you mastermind. So I want to come back to Ms. Ward and ask you, Kendi, about your family mastermind group that came out of your job, that came out of your association with the International Mastermind Group, and what kind of impact has this entire mastermind concept had on your family? Can you share, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually very eager to share that because one of my coming out of being a part of the International Mastermind is one of my family goals was to start a family mastermind group. So I actually had it on my list as one of my goals for maybe 5 years. And every time it was suggested to my family, it wasn't something that they were eager to do. And then maybe 3 years ago, they decided to finally listen to my pleas and my begging, and we decided to start our family mastermind group. And what has come out of it is amazing because we're more focused as a group. You talked about a 100-year strategic life plan, and a lot of times when people hear, like, well, I don't want to live to be 100, but like you said, it's not about you. It's about what you leave behind and the legacy that you leave behind. So out of our mastermind group, our family motto is building an inheritance to leave a legacy. And so that's our goal as the Ward family, that everything that we do, and we mastermind as a group in four areas. So it's spiritual, we have spiritual, business, we have recreation and civic, and those are the four areas as a group that we concentrate on. So as spiritually as a family, we have monthly devotions together. We're all in different places. My sister was in Africa. My brother's in Arkansas. I'm here. My parents are in the Bahamas. So we meet via phone, and we meet every week, and we have family devotions every month. And I've just seen the spiritual growth in us tremendously, especially my father and my brother. Financially, my father is retired. He retired this year, and he paid off all his debt. That was one of his goals. He's debt-free, retired, and he has goals to start two businesses, which came out of Mastermind, which was always his goal throughout life, but Mastermind has pushed him to focus on those goals and to start planning and strategically moving towards accomplishing them. Recreationally, we always go on vacation. That's like one of the things that we specialize in. So we have that down, and then giving civically to our community and volunteering as a family. It's just the whole process of masterminding has brought us closer together because we definitely speak at least all of us together once a week. And we have a time in our meeting where we have the name of our group is Wakami, and that's short for Ward Family. And we have a Wakami in the news. So we have a session where we get all caught up on each other, because we're all in different places, and it's just such a tremendous blessing to our family to bring us closer together, to help us to focus and to think beyond ourselves for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to leave that legacy.
Wow. And for everyone that heard that, how can you not be moved? How can you not be motivated? How can you not be encouraged and inspired to take action to start a mastermind group for your family? You know, there are so many mastermind groups all over the world, and there's nothing to stop you from being in 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 mastermind groups. One of our favorite shows, at least one of my favorite blog talk shows that we've done on the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio is the show that was done by Havilah Malone that talked about, she had two guests on, and they talked about how they're in a number of different mastermind groups. And when you really stop and think about it, it makes so much sense. If you're going to mastermind a particular area of your life, why not align yourself with like-minded and like-spirited people who will hold you accountable for the goals in that particular area? In addition to, you're holding them accountable in that particular area. Think about a church, any church. The church can be considered as a mastermind group. And actually, in the book written by Napoleon Hill, and actually it was an interview of Andrew Carnegie, Carnegie was questioned by Hill and asked, where did this mastermind concept come from? And Andrew Carnegie responded to Napoleon Hill and said, quote, the first mastermind group was formed by Jesus, and his disciples was his first mastermind group, and his inner circle was a mastermind group inside the mastermind group. So when you think about when you go to worship, wherever you worship, you are making a commitment to be held accountable to the study of the Word of God, and then how will you express that through your actions, your words, and your deeds. So, Kendi Ward, thank you so very much for that and sharing with all of us the Ward Family Mastermind Group. And what is it called again, please?
WASAMI, WASAMI. So the WA from Ward and the SAMI from family, WASAMI.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very kindly for that. We want to encourage our listening audience. We have a number of people who have called in. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to press 1 on your phone, and we will definitely open the line for you to ask and participate in the show. And at this time, we're going to go to a brief commercial break. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we are back, and we're back with the MCO Mastermind Group. Yes, we are actually on a company retreat right now as we mastermind the business, and the show is focused on the goal and desire and aspiration to achieve your company goals by creating a mastermind group at work. And that group can be as small as 2 or 3, or it can be as large as you would like for it to be. And today, as Kendi has already said earlier, what we're doing today is we're looking at our goals for the organization. We actually provide construction management services. We also have a sister company called MCO Consulting, where we provide outreach, monitoring, and compliance. And with that, in the last 10, 15 years, we have done over $1.3 billion, yes, with the big B, in projects that we worked on, mostly in the South Florida area, and providing outreach, monitoring, compliance, and project control support staff to the major companies. Now, that idea came out of one of our company retreats. When we looked at our supply chain management for construction, we realized that even though we're a licensed general contractor for the state of Florida and we do concrete and drywall and construction management, what we realized is that for free, we were providing free services to many of the local agencies, local subcontractors, and many of the prime contractors to help them win bids by actually helping them to identify small and minority-owned businesses to help them achieve goals. And so as we mastermind our business, we realized that the best thing to do was to take that part of the supply chain management, separate it from the construction, and let it stand alone. We called it NCO Consulting, and the first project that we ever did with that concept was the Miami Heat Airlines Arena during the 1980s. Yes, 1980s. And this 1980s idea going into the 1990s. Now, with that idea, we were able to pick up within 6 months of the idea. We picked up Royal Caribbean Airlines. We picked up United Airlines. We picked up the city of Atlanta inside of the first 6 months of having the idea as we mastermind the concept within our organization. And so with that idea, I just want to just continue to just share about the power of masterminding in your company to see how you can provide a better product, provide a better service to your clients, your customers, and especially your employees. And just wanted to just kind of come back to you, Kendi Ward, and ask if you had any other comments. We're going to prepare to wrap up the show because this is going to be a short show today because we do need to get back to the business of masterminding the company and companies that we have. And I'll talk about a couple of others that came out of this idea. But any other comments that you may want to share, Ms. Ward?
Yes, just one more comment. I just want to encourage anybody that is starting a business to start with masterminding, because like my favorite book says, without a vision, the people perish. So you don't want to jump into a business, you have a great idea, but somebody tells you, oh, you could do here really well. You should, you know, let that be your side hustle. And you start doing here, but you don't have a strategic plan for that business. Doing here on the side is a business. Treat it like a business. Plan for it like a business, and then you'll be successful. So I just want to encourage anybody that has an idea, has a gift, has a talent that can become a business to start off with masterminding the business and nail some great success from the beginning.
All right. Now, Kendi, you just reminded me of something that I think is very important as a part of our how we mastermind the business. If you would share the story when you share with us when you came on board that one of your personal goals was to because you are an author, you wanted to grow in that area. Would you mind sharing some of the benefits of being in a mastermind group at work, being in a mastermind group outside of work, and some goals that you've achieved personally as it relates to the books that you've written, and if you share those titles?
Well, I'm a mastermind. My goal, or my business goal, my career goal was to first, that goal was to be a published author, and I concentrated more on the writing of the book than the publishing part because the goal is to become a published author. So if you write, you're an author, but published author was the goal. So in the beginning, my goal was to be, I was concentrating more on writing, and as I progressed in not just mastermind, but being a part of MCO and being a part of a business that's owned and run by an African-American female and being intricately involved in that, I start to see more of the business aspect that I don't have to wait for a publisher to publish my book. I can publish it myself, and I can distribute it myself, and I can sell it myself. So the goal changed that I would become a self-published author. And so from that, I've self-published my own book, God Esteem, and that came out of not just being a mastermind, but also being at MCL and seeing how a business was run. And I think that we should, you know, I don't know how some people may take this, but treat our lives as a business and run it like that, because we can be successful in our lives if we like a business, if we have a vision, if we have a mission, if we have a strategic plan, we're more focused and apt to accomplish our goals.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I do want to share with our listening audience that we do have a number of other participants in the retreat, but we just decided to just share how we mastermind the concept at MCO Construction in terms of having a mastermind group at work. And a lot of times you don't call it that. You know, think of it as a board of directors for the organization, just like you would have a board of directors for your life. And as a part of our vision and goal and giving back as a corporation and as an organization within MCO, we are strongly committed to internships. And I think for most of us that have been young and in school and have been a student looking for a job and a career and sometimes not really knowing what direction you want to go in, so you may intern here and learn a little and say, you know, I thought I wanted to do that, but I don't like that. And you intern there and you say, you know, I really think I like this. And so what we have done since the inception of this corporation and the idea in 1979, I've always hired interns. And one of my favorite intern stories is the hiring of a ninth grader as an intern going to 10th grade. And that ninth grader came into our organization as an intern, and we really struggled, and I'll be very honest. We both struggled in terms of just communicating, and I really grew a lot, and I think she grew a lot. And I'm not sure how many years ago that was, but that ninth grader ended up staying for many, 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 many years, graduating high school, going on to graduate college, and going on to get an advanced degree, and she is still here. And I'd like to introduce to the world the very, very shy, and she's really not wanting to do this show this morning, but just for you listening audience, she's going to come on and say a few words, and please let us all send some love to Lizette Lozada. Good morning, Lizette.
Good morning, Nishan. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I am so honored that you decide to step to the challenge and come on the radio with us this morning, because you are a blessing, Lizette, to so many people who are yet unborn, and you just don't realize it, because we all have a story, and I'd like for you to share your mastermind story with us, starting from when you came as a ninth junior, high school student to the company, speaking, you know, with English not being your first language, but being a second language, and just share, because I think it's so vitally important when you think about how far you can go with a dream and a vision and a goal, especially if it's written and you're held accountable on a regular basis for achieving that. So can you share with us a little bit about who you are and whatever you'd like to share? Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Nissan. Yes, I started MCO. I actually met Nissan when I was still in high school. It was a program that the high school was offering to seniors to work during what you were in your last year. I have grown not only professionally but also personal in my personal aspect. I finished my bachelor's in architecture from FIU. I also have a degree in business administration, and I'm going for my master's in architecture. And what I really like about the International Mastermind is that we meet on a yearly basis. So for me, in my personal, what happened to me is, like, I kind of lost track. I was focused on education. And I completely forgot about the family time, also your personal time, the recreational. So what Mastermind have allowed me to see and also to acknowledge is that everything is important in order for you to be complete, in order for you to be fulfilled. And, for example, when I was doing my bachelor's for architecture, it consumed a lot of my time. You know, I kind of separated from the family in order for me to, you know, to continue. But it was actually, it was a misunderstanding in my side, because you can actually do all. You don't necessarily have to take away from one area in order to complete the other one. It's about finding how to do it, you know, how to find the equilibrium so you can do everything. And it is important, because if you don't fulfill each area of your life, at the end you're not really completely happy, and which it happened to me in my occasion. But again, we have Mastermind allow me to see and realize to complete all the goals that I have set for every area. And also something that Ms. Anne has always said, and also like stuck in my mind, is like people do business with who they know, trust, and like. And I can have all the degrees that that I have, but at the end, if I don't know people in the industry, if I don't work on all the other areas, I'm really not gonna be able to get to where I need to be. So again, it is. I encourage everybody to do a mastermind, because it's going to allow you to not only to see the goals, but actually achieve it. And without a strategic plan, you're not going to be able to get there, you know, because then everything just becomes a dream. And in order for it to become a reality, you need to work on it. You need to create an action plan. You need to follow it. And again, the yearly meetings that we have, the annual meetings that we have, it allows you to let's say during that period of time you lost track, it kind of brings you back to where you need to be in order for you to get there where you want to get.
Wow. Wow. I am so inspired. Thank you so very much. And I think that it is just so amazing when you think about young people who can mastermind every area of their life starting right where they are. Even retired individuals like Kendi's dad can mastermind the rest of their life right where they are and re-engineer and reinvent themselves even during retirement. Excuse me. And I would just really encourage all of us, regardless of whenever you listen to this show, we get thousands of downloads every month. So this show is intended to empower you regardless of your age. And I do want to acknowledge we do have some hands up. And we are going to come to you with your question or comment right after this commercial break. And just stay tuned, and thank you so very much for joining us today.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. /masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, thank you for listening in to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. And we are back. And caller with the last 4 digits, 1328, your mic is open. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is Cynthia Hopkins Brown calling from Washington, D.C., and I was listening to your program and was so inspired listening to the young ladies and realizing how you can mastermind as an organization. And what really made me think about just listening to the last young lady, Lissette, realizing how her life has changed and realizing all the kids and the young people whose lives can change just by knowing about the International Mastermind Organization and being able to create a blueprint for your life. I mean, just listening to her, you said that she was shy, and once she got to talking, I would have never known that she was shy, and she sounded like a dynamic grown woman on the move getting things done, and it just inspired me just to know that this was someone that started with you as a ninth grader and where she has grown to today. I don't know what her, it sounded like she's in college or whatever, but she sounded like, and represented herself like she was a woman of a corporation. So I just wanted to call.
Well, she is a woman of a corporation. She's a woman of MCO Construction. And if I have my way, if something happens to me tomorrow, I want the world to know that MCO will be inherited by Kendi Ward and Lizette Lozada and Shelton Scott and all of the other MCO employees, because this is why we do this. And thank you so very much for the encouraging words, because sending love to Lizette and to Kendi and everybody else who masterminds,
yeah,
I think is so vitally important.
It just touched my heart. You know, the one thing that I wanted to get on the call to say was, here we are in the District of Columbia with the government shut down, that everybody works for the government in some capacity. If you're not a government employee, you're a government contractor. The entire Washington, D.C., Virginia area functions around the government, the federal government. And with it being shut down, there are people not knowing and realizing what are they going to do with their life. They're already talking about getting unemployment. They don't know what to do. And just knowing, if you had a mastermind or have known about the International Masterminders Organization, you wouldn't have to wonder what to do or where to go. You would already know, this is my plan, this is how I'm going to do it, because if something like this happens to me, I don't have to think about, this is my whole world and I can't function without it. And that's another reason why it's important to mastermind. I've been a part of the International Mastermind Organization, and ever since they've had the shutdown, I have been participating in classes and networking, and I'm on my way right now at a 9 o'clock class on the ABCs of starting a business. I have met and networked every day this week. I have not stopped, and I've created and met people that I would not have met if the government would not have been shut down. But because of the masterminding that I have set for myself and my organization and my life, it didn't stop me and paralyze me to say, what will I do next? So I want to thank you and McNeil and the Masterminding Association, the women there that are running MCO Construction. My hat goes off to you. I give you much kudos. And I respect you all.
Wow, thank you so very much. I could not get a word in edgewise and did not need to, because you said it all. And we do, I just want to make sure people understand, we do have a number of men that work in the management and the organization and how we operate. And so our entire MCO family is considered a mastermind group, and that's what we do. And that's how we plan and we execute our plan. And I'm telling you, from doing this from the inception, actually the organization was formed out of a mastermind meeting, actually. Excuse me. So I celebrate 40 years next year in the construction industry, and I just thank God for allowing me to touch lives. And we have hired a lot of interns over the years. Actually, when Kendi Ward came, she didn't mention this, but she had just graduated. Kendi, I'm not sure, how long had you graduated before you started working with us?
2 years.
Okay, so you've been in the market for 2 years, but you were not in construction though.
No, and it was although I graduated 2 years, that was like my second job.
And so it goes, goals and dreams and action plans. And can you share with everybody, what do you do today and where do you do it as a part of your job?
Right now I am at the Miami Science Museum project on Biscayne next to the American Airline Arena, which MCO also worked on. And I am the DPO administrator, which I process direct purchase orders for the owner. I manage the community workforce program, which the project has a goal to get local residents local to the area where the project is, hired on the job, and also the community small business enterprise program to have small local contractors on the job. And it's a 15% goal, so I manage those three programs.
And what's the size of the project, Kendi?
The project is, you would ask me that, I know that. It's about a $300 million project.
I just want to make sure that our listening audience understands the complexity and the size of increasing your vision. And when we started the organization, we hovered around, you know, $100,000, $1 million, but definitely not more than a couple of $1 million. That's all we could see in front of us. But the more we mastermind, the more we realize that we could add a greater value, not just to ourselves as an organization, but to our community by getting involved in program management projects, construction management projects, and helping other people who are just like us to have an opportunity to participate on those projects because we have relationships that allow us to be a part of that team. And I just want to just thank all of our listening audience to be willing to give up. I should really just say invest your morning to share with us this morning. And we're going to go to one more commercial. We're going to prepare to wrap up. And Cynthia Hopkins Brown, we love you. We thank you for coming on and sharing, because I think it's so important what you're sharing with us about the government. I personally went to get my get a copy of my Social Security card this week and was reminded that, no, you can't do that because the government's shut down. And so when we think about the impact that that has on every single one of us, you don't really realize, you hear it in the news, but you don't think about the power that it has. I am also a member of the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce, and we had our trustee luncheon this week. And it was interesting to hear the moderator, the president of the chamber, talking about the fact that the main speaker was not able to participate because he was a government employee and his travel budget was cut and he could not attend the conference, and they could not fly him there to the meeting because he could not take any government funds. So the point you're making, Cynthia, about having choices, and the point that Kendi and Lizette made about having choices in your personal and your business life and masterminding the ideas, it is just all empowering. So with that, we're going to go to one of our final commercial breaks, and then we're going to come back and share our final thoughts, and we'll see you next week. Hold on, please.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for joining us on the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And today we have been discussing the power of masterminding your business. It does not matter the size of the business. You can still create a mastermind group inside that business. And so we've enjoyed having all of the MCO team, the MCO Mastermind Group on the show today. And before we wrap up, Lizette Lozada, if you have any closing comments, or Kendi Ward, if you have any closing comments, if you'd like to share those comments now. And otherwise, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show and look forward to our show upcoming next week. Any closing comments? All right, Lizette Lozada was talking, but she did not realize she was on mute. So, Lizette, will you please repeat those words, please?
Yes, Ms. Anna, I'm sorry. I wanted to emphasize the importance about masterminding. Again, thanks to the Mastermind, International Mastermind Club, I have been able to achieve the goals that I have put in place, which at the beginning of my journey was all dreams. But I was able to point it out, to find a strategic plan, and to have an action plan in order to accomplish those dreams. And again, it's very important to be able to share those with people that also follow the same dreams. And that is going to be able to help you too, because probably you might think there might be a way to get to where you need to be, but other people can give you ideas and things that you probably haven't even thought about that is going to help you get where you need to get.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. And Lizette, will you share with everybody where are you working and what project and what are you doing in the size?
Yes, I am working actually in a project. It's the Miami-Dade County Children's Museum and Courthouse. And what I do is also I work as a DPO specialist. I help the owner get the invoices to the county, also the CSPE, because they have a goal to meet, and the community workforce plan, which also allows small business to have participation in big projects like this one.
Thank you. All right, thank you so very much. And what I'd like to do now is just finalize our show by just sharing with all of our callers that we thank you for calling in and joining us again as we discuss the power of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the power of the mastermind concept, the power of forming and being actively involved with your mastermind group, the power of masterminding in every single area of your life, especially as it relates to your business. And with that, we thank you so very much for joining us, and we will see you next week right here at 8 a.m. on the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio show. And with that, we're going to end the same way we started, with the commercial from the organization. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money. End quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.